Time now for more trivia. Freddie Kiger's here. Hail, hail, the Freddie Kiger's.
The Fredster's here.
I'm surprised you were able to drag yourself in here this morning after that big birthday celebration yesterday.
I'm a trooper.
You are.
I'm a trooper.
You're in a suit.
If I say I'm going to be here,
yeah,
I'll be here.
You always are.
Even
if
same for you.
Look somewhat the worse for wear.
Well, that would be my normal operating procedure.
You went out and celebrated.
Well, just, you know, kind of kept it close to the vest, but, you know, had some good friends around.
I'm sure Karen made a good birthday for you.
Well, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, you don't look any older than you did yesterday.
Well, I certainly don't feel it, and in terms of maturation, as we have discussed, none of us between me and you, buddy, are even close.
Well, you know, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
Yeah, so, I might say.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
So, Freddie's another year older. But it doesn't matter. What you got for us today?
Computer lingo and logos.
Okay, nothing like that to make me feel old asking questions about computers.
Do you remember when you got your first computer?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I literally wasn't until around maybe 2000.
Oh, I got mine before that, but it wasn't too much before that.
Yeah, I kind of resisted.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you know what? Now I'm used to writing on it and editing and all the stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's incredible. It's an incredible tool. I mean, you think about it.
It changed your life.
Your computer and that thin little thing you call your phone.
Yeah.
Essentially, you now carry around a Davis library.
Exactly. You do.
It's unbelievable.
You do. It's amazing.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Me, George Jetson.
You know, I mean, I don't know, what I'd do without this thing.
I know.
I'm holding up my phone, folks. I know it's radio. You can't see it.
Yep.
But, you know, it really does. It changes everything.
Well, it needs to be used wisely.
Yeah, we all communicate.
Like all those people who are texting and driving around or wrestling with the steering wheel while they're trying to take a call.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not only for your sake, but for all the people around you. Please don't.
Exactly.
Computer lingo and logos. You ready?
Yeah.
On this day back in 1982, this very day, September the 19th, Carnegie Mellon computer scientist Scott Fahlman suggested in an historic message board posting to his department that a colon, hyphen, and close parentheses be used to represent what?
Ah, I got it.
Today's your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Scout & Molly's Boutique. It's half off. $50 of contemporary designer fashion available until midnight for $25. At Scout & Molly's, they believe that shopping for designer clothes should be as fun as wearing them. A visit to Scout & Molly's is like shopping for clothes in your best friend's closet. And you can buy an extra voucher as a gift, one for you and one for a friend. It's half off from Scout & Molly's. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
If you put a colon, if you're on the computer, you
colon hyphen close parentheses.
Colon hyphen close parentheses, you get a smile.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, all kinds of
you get a smile.
Things, you know, that people come up with, creative things.
You know, I tried this when I was thinking of this question on my computer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do the sideways smiley face. Now it just gives you the happy face.
Oh, really?
So now it's a part of, you know, keyboards.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's cool.
Kind of like Mr. Bradley who gave
really
us
cool.
Control-Alt-Delete.
And I don't know about you, but I've got a series of smiley faces on my phone that I can put at the end of a text message if I want to go to that trouble.
Yeah?
Yeah, including one that I use often that has, it's a smiley face with sunglasses on it.
All right. That's pretty cool.
So,
does it have one where there's a smiley face or a sneering little face and it tells someone that they're number one?
No. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
So they hadn't got to that point.
I mean, it might be
I'm
there.
Sure somebody's got one of those.
I don't use it. I'm not exactly the most up person on all
well,
that.
Well, the smiley face with sunglasses is pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a real pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you for opening your door and allowing me the stage, this platform, to be able to share minutiae and trivial information with all of our wonderful folks out there.
Yeah. Thank you for coming, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Now, tomorrow is Friday the 20th.
Okay.
And it's the Carolina's down at Georgia Tech on the Saturday.
Oh, okay.